A new report paints a grim picture of how Antarctica might look 50 years from now if action isn't taken to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This publication is a little unusual, though. It's written as if the scientist is from the future and looking back on how the world's dealt with climate change, contrasting effective and ineffective policies on the icy continent. Rhianna Shine reports.
All right, we'll just grab a vest and grab a hard hat and we'll head up to the bow.
Climate scientist Steve Rintle is showing me around one of the CSIRO's Antarctic research ships.
I've spent about 6 weeks in Antarctica on this ship, but all in all, I've spent almost 2 years on ships in the Southern Ocean.
The icy continent holds a special place in his heart, but Dr. Rintle has grave concerns for Antarctica's future. He's co-authored a report written from the perspective of a scientist in the year 2070. It contains two scenarios, one positive, that is, if emissions are drastically cut, and the other, not so promising.
In one of the scenarios, emissions remain high, and the nations of the world do not organise themselves very well to look after Antarctica.
Under the status quo, nearly a quarter of the volume of Antarctica's ice shelves will have been lost by 2070, and by then it's contributed to more than 27 centimetres of sea level rise, with worse to come.
And it's not stopping, so it continues for centuries, no matter what we do with greenhouse gas emissions at that point.
And what are the ramifications of that?
The estimates are that by 2070, if we don't do anything to protect coastal cities, flood damages each year will be $1 trillion.
The report predicts increased fisheries activity as access to the Antarctic coast will be easier. The reduction in fish and krill stocks would lead to declines of penguin populations. Seal and seabird deaths would also increase.
More than half the population that's alive today will be alive in 2070 under average life expectancy. In a way, it's a short period of time to see any change at all. And what we see are the changes are happening by 2070. The shape of Antarctica looks about the same. Some of the ice shelves have decreased. The sea ice has retreated in summer, so there's very little sea ice left in the summertime. But what's more concerning is the commitment to ongoing change that will persist for centuries to come and that we can't reverse then if we decide it's a bad idea.
How concerned are you about this narrative actually becoming a reality?
The optimistic take on this is that we still have a choice. We don't have to go down this pathway. We can choose an alternate pathway. And the sooner we choose an alternate pathway, the bigger the chance we have of decreasing the risk of having a consequence that we would rather avoid.
Under the low emissions scenario, Antarctica in 2070 looks much the same as it does today.
Rhiannon Shine reporting.